Proverbs 4.
Your life is at stake. Listen, friends, to some fatherly advice. Sit up and take notice so you'll know how to live. I'm giving you good counsel. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other. When I was a boy at my father's knee, the pride and joy of my mother, he would sit me down and drill me. Take this to heart. Do what I tell you. Live. Sell everything and buy wisdom. Forage for understanding. Don't forget one word. Don't deviate an inch. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eye on you. Above all and before all, do this. Get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Get understanding. Throw your arms around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. Never let her go. She'll make your life glorious. She'll garland your life with grace. She'll festoon your days with beauty. Dear friend, take my advice. It will add years to your life. I'm writing out clear directions to Wisdom Way. I'm drawing a map to Righteous Road. I don't want you ending up in blind alleys or wasting time making wrong turns. Hold tight to good advice. Don't relax your grip. Guard it well. Your life is at stake. Don't take wicked bypass. Don't so much as set foot on that road. Stay clear of it. Give it a wide berth. Make a detour and be on your way. Evil people are restless unless they're making trouble. They can't get a good night's sleep unless they've made life miserable for somebody. Perversity is their food and drink. Violence their drug of choice. The ways of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. But the road of wrongdoing gets darker and darker. Travellers can't see a thing. They fall flat on their faces. Learn it by heart. Dear friends, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live. Body and soul, they're bursting with health. Keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where the life starts. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Avoid careless banter, white lies and gossip. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. Watch your step, and the road will stretch out smooth before you. Look neither right nor left. Leave evil in the dust.
I love this. There's a couple of beautiful pictures in chapter 4 that Solomon paints for us. So it says here, when I was a boy at my father's knee. When I was a boy at my father's knee. And that's a beautiful picture. I don't know how real it is for us, whether that brings familiar memories of our fathers or not. Sadly, these days, there are many, many absent fathers, and for many children, this is not their experience. But the picture here that Solomon paints is of us sitting at God's knee, sitting by God's knee. And whatever relationship we may or may not have had with our earthly fathers, we have an awesome relationship with our Heavenly Father. Remember the story of Mary and Martha. It says, as they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village, and a woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister, Mary, who sat before the master, hanging on every word he said. But Martha was pulled away by all that she had to do in the kitchen. Or other translation says that Martha was distracted with the many things that she had to do. But you have this, again, this picture of Mary sitting at the knee of Jesus and hanging on every word, just listening, tuning her ears to what Jesus was saying. And so Solomon paints this picture for us. As a boy sitting at my father's knee. And we looked at, so I think I said yesterday, about being children before God and coming and sitting at his knee and listening to the wisdom that he would impart into our lives. What Solomon does in these first few chapters of Proverbs, he just really, really emphasizes the importance of wisdom. He says, above all and before all, get wisdom. He says, look, this is so important for your life. It's so important for our lives that above all, get wisdom, because it will lead us and guide us into the right path. And throughout life, we're all aware that there's a choice of path that we take. And here, Solomon calls it wisdom way, righteous road, or wicked bypass. And sometimes in life, we have important decisions to make. But at other times, it's just that choice of sitting at the knee of our Heavenly Father, or becoming distracted with the many calls and demands that are upon our lives. And there are many calls and there are many demands. And of course, we have to kind of listen to some of them, but not to all of them. Sometimes in church work, and it's been my experience, sometimes the most difficult word to say is no. Because somebody's asking you something, will you do this? Will you do that? Will you do the other? And if we keep saying yes, 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 like Martha, we'll be distracted. But Mary chose to sit at the knee of Jesus and listen to his wisdom, listen to the instructions and to his teachings. And we today need to come, as it were, and kneel at our Father's side and come to his knee and to listen to the wisdom that he would speak over our lives. And Solomon repeats something that he's already said, because again, it's important. He wants to emphasize it. He says, the ways of right living make people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. Again, what a wonderful picture that is. The way of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. Read these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And when God is personally present, a living spirit, that old constricting legalization is recognized as obsolete. We're free of it all of us, nothing between us and God, our face shining with the brightness of his face. And so we are transfigured and much like the Messiah. The Message puts it this way: our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives and we become like him. Again, what a great picture. Our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives and we become like him. So Solomon says, the ways of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. And that's our challenge, that we should be shining brighter this week than we were last week, and certainly brighter this year than we were last year, as we are filled with his wisdom. And then in closing this particular proverb, Solomon says, tune your ears to my voice. Again, that repetitiveness that's coming through, because it's so important being tuned in. He looks at our ears, our eyes, and our mouth. Tune your ears to my voice. Make sure your eyes watch over your heart and your eyes watch over your step. Many times in the New Testament, you will find the phrase, guard your heart, protect your heart, watch over, is what Solomon says. Watch over your heart. Not just in a physical sense, it's good to look after your heart physically, of course it is, but to look over our hearts spiritually. Don't allow bitterness or resentment or anything negative to dwell in our hearts, but only what is of God, that forgiveness, that love, the light that God brings to us. Watch over your heart and watch your step. Just watch where you go. Watch the decisions you make. Let wisdom be your guide. As he said a little earlier, this wisdom way, righteous road, or wicked bypass. And we want to be walking wisdom way. We want to be walking down righteous road. And then it says, don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Avoid careless banter, white lies, and gossip. Now, we need to be true to our word. Again, James picks up this theme, doesn't he, about the tongue and how difficult it is to control the tongue. And we need God's wisdom to control our tongues, to be saying the right things at the right time and not saying the wrong things. And again, Solomon says, those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul, they burst in with health. And that's what God wants for us. That's God's desire for us. And I'm sure that's something that we would want as well. To really live, body and soul, bursting, absolutely bursting with health. You know, God's not called us to survive. The Word of God says we are more than conquerors in each and every situation. And it's God's wisdom that teaches us how to be conquerors in any and every situation. The song that Sean chose spoke about the choice, really, of fear or faith, drowning in the waves or walking on the waves. And it's God's wisdom that helps us to walk on the waves as that wisdom and faith come together. Let me finish with those words again. Those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul. They are bursting with health.